Proclamation number 2038 of August 20th, 1941. Living beings. Togetherness. Activity. Everything that is alive is therefore connected to God. What appears dead or lifeless is also connected to God, yet the spiritual substance therein does not yet recognize its affiliation with God and consequently does not sense the strength it receives. The moment it gives up its resistance to God, it becomes aware of this strength and can also utilize it, for then the desire for activity sets in and it is allowed to carry out an activity which results in its maturing. Maturation without activity is therefore inconceivable, just as right activity without higher development is inconceivable in the stage of free will. It is true that free will can also be the cause of an activity that is not conducive to the soul's maturity. Then the power out of God is abused, and such an abuse can result in endless times of lack of freedom of the being, so that therefore the being never gets away from the compulsion, which an earthly work of creation means for the spiritual in itself. Progressive higher development can therefore be recognized in everything that is alive, that is active. Stagnation or decline will be recognizable in those works of creation which remain in the same state, i.e., which appear dead to the human eye. Yet the human being can contribute towards allowing these works of creation to become active in some way. Then the strength from God will begin to take effect, i.e., the being in these creations will be tormented by its dead state and long for life, and this is the beginning of higher spiritual development. From now on the being strives upwards because it serves and serving is also an activity. Amen.